Hello and welcome to another episode of Nowbot. That was James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I am most unfortunately Sarah.
This hot mess express is Sarah. Sarah's going through it today.
When am I not going through it, if we're being really honest here?
I mean, genuinely most of the time, but...
it doesn't feel like it sometimes.
So recently we've been recording on Saturday anyway, but we're scheduled to record on Friday evenings around 6 o'clock Eastern time whenever I get home from work. But Sarah's like, I have a headache. Do you mind if we record tomorrow? And I said, sure, why not? That's fine with me. Actually, first you asked if we could record even later, which was fine as well, because it would have been 8 o'clock my time that we started recording. I was like, that's fine. It gives me time to like cook and get my food and stuff. And then she messaged me a little bit before, and she was like, I have a massive headache, because she apparently was putting fencing around her gardon and made herself get a headache, probably from being leaned over so much, I'm assuming.
Probably that, in combination with being out in the sun without any shade for a bit.
Yeah, okay. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just watch a movie anyway. So I just watched a movie last night and just kind of hung out after I ate dinner. And then this morning, or like, what was it, like 20 minutes before we were supposed to record, you're like, I don't know where my laptop charger is. So her laptop was dead. She had to go find out where her charger was. And now an hour and 17 minutes later, well, no, it was about an hour later, she tried to log in and she's having connectivity issues with her computer. So I was like, you know what? Try to restart your computer. That usually fixes it, the IT people at my work say. So she restarted it and it's working perfectly fine now.
And it's working now. But no, so funny thing about the cord is I didn't message you until I had already been looking for like 20, 30 minutes. Because I always get like my laptop set up about an hour before we're going to record, so that I make sure that I have, you know, everything together, you know?
You never have everything together.
No, but like, I mean, you know, as far as the computer goes, I usually try to have everything set up like an hour beforehand. At least, you know, all plugged in and started and whatnot. So I'm like looking around for like 20, 30 minutes trying to figure out where the fuck this cord is. So finally I'm like, okay, all right. It's not in my car. It's not in my room, even though I could have sworn that I saw it. I'm like, it's not in the office where I record. I'm like, there's only one other spot it could be. It has to be at Nick and Horace's. So I message Horace and I'm just like, hey, have you seen like a random laptop cord? And he was like, describe it. So I did. And he just sends a picture and he's like, is this it? I'm like, yes. So then I had to go over there and that takes about 15 minutes, maybe about 16, 17 today, because traffic was a little weird. So I go over there to get the cord and then I'm like, well, I'm here. I should check the fence to make sure it held up through the storm this morning, which it did. I only had to resecure one of the ties, but it's still been raining off and on, so I wasn't going to go out there and do a whole lot. Like my plans for this morning to go out there and do stuff literally canceled by the rain. So mucked about in the garden for just like a couple of minutes and then came home and was like dealing with all this trash.
Well, I've been having a pretty relaxing day.
I love that for you. What have you been doing today?
I had my lunch and then I have just been watching some YouTube. So I've been watching, there's this game that they play on Smosh called Moose Master. Yeah, and I guess it's like it's a game where you draw a card. It's a card game. They play a lot of card games. It's a card game where you draw a card and it tells you what to do, but also included are rules where you, that you have to follow. And if you break a rule, you have to pull a penalty card. And whoever gets like 7 or 10 penalty cards, they keep changing it. But whoever gets a certain number of penalty cards is out, and then they lose the game. And whoever has the least amount of, well, ever, whoever goes out last or has doesn't get to 7 cards by the end of the game wins. And they play it sometimes where they are gentleman moose master, and where they like are dressed up in fake tuxedos and they have the like posh annoying hello accent put on. So that's it's a fun game. It's funny. So I've just been watching some of that stuff. I'm obsessed with Smosh for some reason right now. It's a fun group.
I noticed. I love their try not to laugh challenges.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. I used to watch those all the time. Like new episodes were out and I was on it. I've not been on it for a hot minute, but I do still enjoy that. I love Shane. Shane's my favorite. I think he's so funny.
I like Angela and Amanda. They've been my favorite too.
Fair.
Like the
fair.
Duo, both of them in the video, if they're both in the video, I like lose my shit most of the time. Shane's okay. I think sometimes he's kind of annoying because he has some kind of frustrating. He'll say the same thing over and over and it's like, stop it. You can stop now. We can move on.
Right.
I get but that. There's not one person that I don't like except for maybe Noah. He kind of gets on my nerves sometimes. And then there was this one guy named Damien that I've seen a few. He's been in a few videos. He kind of frustrates me too, but it's just because
I love Damien.
Personal pet peeves that I'm not surprised he does, because I'm not surprised you do, because he kind of reminds me of your brother.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay. So what you're telling me is you hate my brother.
I can't stand your brother, and you know this about me. You already know this about me.
No, I know. I know. I'm aware. I know how it goes. I can't stand your brother either. Like, well, I feel like we're even.
I don't think anyone can stand my brother. His wife doesn't even like him that much.
I mean, she's the one who chose to marry him.
I tolerate my brother. And that's just because we're related. And I have to, because it's a requirement when you're related.
Oh. See, I love my brother. He just annoys the piss out of me sometimes, which I think is fair because I also annoy the piss out of him sometimes. So, you know, when we were originally discussing what we were going to talk about today, I'm pulling it up because I want to quote myself, because James asked, what are we talking about? And I said, we can talk about my garden that I am planting with my polycule. We can talk about a protest I'm going to this weekend that I'm now not going to this weekend. And we can talk about things unrelated to anything because we can. I could go on a tangent about things people can do to boost solidarity in their community. Was another app.
So why aren't you going to this protest anymore?
So originally I was going to go to this protest today that they're having in Austin. But the weather has kind of just ruined all of my plans for today.
No.
Originally, it was supposed to it was supposed to be cooler today, which I was fine with. But it wasn't supposed to rain like it has been. And then it was like storming, and I'm not going out to a protest and getting drenched and then having to drive back completely soaked. Like, I want to be out there protesting, but I, at this time, I don't have anything that would make it accessible for me to do so.
No.
So.
Can't go and spend, like, buy a $5 poncho?
No, I cannot at this time.
Poncho!
Poncho! I actually knew somebody who was named Poncho. Well, that was his nickname, but.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to talk about something that I just watched last night. It was on Elsbeth, the movie or the TV series that I've been telling, I talked about a couple times, where she is a lawyer who moved from Chicago to New York City to help the New York Police Department. So she was appointed as like a consultant basically for the New York Police Department to help ensure that there's no like mess ups that they have in their like high visibility like, what am I trying to say, Sarah?
What position?
No, claims, not claims, but high profile cases. Thank you, Jesus. High profile cases. And she like helps them, and she's able to kind of like see things that they're missing, and she's helped them solve a bunch of cases. But there was this one episode yesterday that kind of goes along with your polyculic conversation. It wasn't on yesterday, but I watched it yesterday, where it's a polycule. So it's actually not really a polycule, because it's just a throuple, basically.
Okay.
So it's people that are in, so it's three people in a relationship. Two of them are married. One of them is just kind of she's just in the relationship with the two of them. And the woman kills her husband because she's jealous that they are spending too much, her and her husband and their third are spending too much time together. And she wants the third to herself. So she kills her husband, and it's all about like the polycule or the thruple or polycule lifestyle. And one of the, like the captain of the department that they're working in, they start talking about polycule, and there's like a book that they're reading, and they're talking about it. And he said something kind of rude about polycules. And he was like, well, you should just have one person, and that should be who you focus on. I was like, I mean, I get it. He's an old man, and he's more of a traditionalist in that sense. So it kind of makes sense that he would react that way. I'm not saying it's okay, but it makes sense that he would.
Right.
But so not only that, so then like closer to the end, he like pulls the, cause one of the detectives that was working the case, she is like, she lives the polycule lifestyle, and she has multiple.
So she's polyamorous as well.
Yeah. So she's polyamorous, and she has multiple relationships, and she was like, well, I live it. And he like stopped the conversation and walked away, and then he pulled her aside later and wanted to apologize, and he said something that was so amazing I like paused it and had to write it down. And he said, I need to listen to my family, and it's, we listen but we don't judge, and not understanding isn't an excuse. Not understanding is when I should listen more and talk less. I was like, that's a good statement.
Damn, I love that.
So it was like, it was a really nice sentiment in this movie or this video or this episode about like, and it was really about relationships, because like throughout the video or throughout the movie, or the episode, Jesus Christ. I typically only watch YouTube, so I usually go with a video.
Right.
But throughout the episode, Elsbeth's son is going through like relationships problem with his boyfriend, because he doesn't know if he wants to stay in the relationship or if he wants to like start seeing other people, because he feels like he doesn't want to be stuck in a relationship. So he has to like figure that out throughout the episode. And then one of the other detectives is just starting a relationship, and Elsbeth was really like really, really close with her friend wise. And she was like trying to influence what the boyfriend does for her birthday, the detective's birthday. Mm-hmm. And then she came to the realization that it's not her place to say what they should do for the birthday, because it's their first relationship birthday together. So she like let them do their own thing. So it was a really good sentiment there. And then I don't remember what the last one was. Elsbeth was like coming to terms with her own like relationship with someone that lives in Ireland, that was from a case where, you know, those like portal things that they had for a little while in New York City, that was into a like, so it was like a big television basically, with a camera on it. And there was one in New York City, but then there was one in a small town in Ireland too. And you could see each other.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
It was sometime last year, for some reason, but they ended up closing it because people were doing disgusting things in front of it. And so they ended up, because, you know, Americans are disgusting. So they ended up closing it. But it was a case where someone was murdered in front of it, and he saw what happened and was helping with the case from Ireland.
Oh, dang.
It was a cool episode.
That would have been cool. A cool episode.
But he ended up flying to the United States to come and see her because he developed feelings throughout the case.
Feelings.
Yeah. Caught those hands. But I really enjoy it. I like Elspeth. It's a fun show. And then the other show I've been watching is that Matlock show, where it's Kathy Bates and she's pretending to be a lawyer. Well, she is a lawyer, but she's pretending to be someone else by another name to figure out why or what the law firm hid from Big Pharma, or from a case to allow Big Pharma to continue working with the highly addictive drug.
Dang.
That ended up causing her daughter to have a overdose. It's a very good show. Two very good shows. If you are listening and you're looking for some fun shows to watch that are kind of like drama, mystery. The only thing I don't like about Elspeth is it shows who did the murder at the beginning of the movie. So you get to see the murder and see who committed it at the beginning. So you already know how it's going to end, or you already know how you think it's going to end by them catching the person that actually did it. That's the only thing I don't really like about it. I kind of wish that they didn't show who did it, and then you're kind of guessing along as you go. Even if it was just like you could see the silhouette of the person, but not actually see the face and know who it was. That's the only feedback I would give to them. But maybe people like seeing it like that. But
I would enjoy it like that because I enjoy knowing the answer and then figuring out how they come to that answer.
See, I like to see if I can figure it out before the police do.
That's so fair.
I don't like to know. And I like to be able to see it. Like, see all the evidence and see if I can figure it out before they do on the show.
There you go. I have not been watching anything. I've been reading a lot, though.
That's good. April is... It's like the
National
reading
Poetry Month.
Yeah.
So I have been... Currently, I'm working on a book called Silken Gazelles. And it's... the first book by a woman from Oman translated into English. So I'm super stoked about it. It's very good so far. I'm about 100 and so pages in. I also checked out, I found out at my local library that Keanu Reeves wrote a book. And so I checked it out. It's the only book I checked out by a man. I was like, it's Keanu Reeves. He gets a pass. But I haven't read that one yet because I have four books that I have to read, within 2 weeks because, they're short-term loans that the library has. Oh, but a cool feature about my library is it tells me how much money I'm saving by like calculating how much those books would cost if I went and bought them. So currently I'm saving like $112.
Are you though? Because you don't get to keep them.
I mean, yeah, but like some of them, I don't know that let me take that back. So far, all the books that I have read, because I've read 10 books this year, so far. And I think all the ones that I checked out from the library so far, I would absolutely want to own a copy. But a few books that I have that I read, I'm like, man, these were not as good as I hoped they would be.
See, to me, that, though, is more dangerous, because now that you've read them and you know that you feel like you do want to own them, now you have to, like, it makes you want to buy them even more.
That's true. That's true. The good news is I'm not going to do that right now.
I mean,
I don't have the money.
It's good that you also have the library there now, and you can always just use it, too.
Yep. And the cool thing, too, is, well, it's a kind of cool thing, kind of an uncool thing. It's a little weird. It's a little complicated. So the library here, the libraries here, the way that they work is you have to be in the city limits to get, like, a full access library card. So the county that I live in, I don't live within any city limits. So I don't have a home library, which means that there are limitations to what I can and cannot check out because of that. But that means that I can get a library card at every single library located in my county. Like, even though they have limits on them, I can still check out from any library in the county because I don't have a home library. So pretty exciting. I'm currently definitely using that to my advantage. I have like 13 books on my bed right now.
I think, I mean, most libraries are funded either at a state level or federally, and I think, like, we should have an option where you can have one card and you can check out things from any library and then return it to any library.
There is an option for that, but you do unfortunately have to pay for it. There's an option. I could pay $120 a year and be able to check out from any library in the state of Texas. But I just so rarely have $120 altogether. If that makes sense.
Yeah. One thing I think we can talk about is, I know we were messaging earlier this week about how much we've paid, like, for our cars.
Oh my god.
And how far down the principal has come. And I said this, and I realized after I said it, I've had my car for 2 years, but I just refinanced it in last March to switch it from a bank that was charging me, like, I think like 8% interest or something like that, to my personal bank that charged me 5% interest. It's like 5.4 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And when I refinanced it was like right at $30,000, I want to say. So in the last year, I've actually paid like almost $5,000 towards the principal.
Dang. See, I've paid over $4,000 towards my car, but only $1,000 and something of that has gone towards the principal.
Oh, see, but that's better than what you said, because I thought you said it was like $400 and something.
No, hold on.
I thought I read it for like 400. Maybe I read it wrong. Could happen. I mean, that was around the same time that you and Sam sent like 5,000 messages.
Sorry. That's because I was trying to help. Okay, here it is. Okay. The $400 was because I was asking why they take so much out and goddamn taxes. Oh, yeah. I said, okay, maybe I'm not very intelligent, but how have I only paid $1,602.53 toward the principal of my car loan when I've actually paid $4,190.10 over the last year? And then I said, also, why did they take almost $400 out of each paycheck in taxes/insurance?
Okay, and that's where I get that.
Saying, I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Well, that's too damn bad.
And I might have just kind of been skimming over and got rid of one of the numbers in the 4190 number.
Possibly.
And that's where I read that.
That makes sense. So, but yeah, it's so frustrating because I'm like, okay, you know, I've paid so much money towards this. And like, it just boggles the mind.
And that's why a lot of people would prefer to do leasing instead of renting. And it might be something that might work better for you because you don't really, I mean, you drive, but do you put like many miles on your car?
I do because I drive as part of my job.
That's true. It's like, it's hard to, when you buy a car, you have a lot of negative equity that you have to kind of roll into it when you have a new car or when you buy a car. Mm-hmm. That then you can't really get out of unless you sell it and get a new car and then you transfer that negative equity to another one. I've been watching a lot of videos about transferring negative equity from one car to a leased car. And I was like, I could never do a lease because I drive way too much as well. Because I think, I mean, I've had my car for, it'll be 2 years this October. And I've put almost 30,000 miles on my car.
Yeah.
In like 2 years. But I've also driven it back to Indiana twice, three times now, back and forth to Indiana, I think two or three times. And then, oh no, just twice. And I mean, I drive 80 miles every day whenever I have to go into work. So it's like 40 there and 40 back. So anytime I have to go into work, which now it's like three or four times a week, I'm putting 80 miles every day. So that adds up a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I could ever lease, although I do like the potential aspect of leasing because you could potentially get a new car every like 3 years if you wanted to, depending on the lease terms you sign up for. Right. But there's also like the higher mileage you get, the more, because there are higher mileage lease options available where you can get 20,000 miles a year. It's just going to cost more for your monthly payment because you're like paying extra for those miles.
Right.
And I mean, it's something I could look into, but I am going to be paying off my car because I'm going to be getting, so I paid off my, with my bonus this year, I paid off my 401k loan. So I'm going to redo my 401k loan to be able to pay off my car so that I have the title for it and everything. Mm-hmm. That way, whenever, if I do choose to go to get a different car, I won't have to roll over any negative equity. So it's like completely paid off.
That's smart.
Because with my 401k loan, it does like I do have to pay it back. And there is interest, but any interest that I do pay, it's not like I'm paying it to a bank. I'm paying it back to myself.
Right.
But I would rather do it. You're paying
yourself that interest.
Yeah, I would rather do it that way. And have no car payment and then just have it automatically taken out of my check every week or every 2 weeks and pay interest that goes back to me than pay interest that goes back to a bank.
No, I can see that. I can understand that.
And it's less interest than what I would be paying because it's like 4% or something like that.
Right.
And I'm also going to be able to pay off my credit cards. So I'll have that because I think this year it goes up to 24% interest rate for some reason on my, it went from 18 to 24% because of the bullshit that's going on with our crazy economy right now.
Yep.
Speaking of, almost 4,000 points down in 2 days for the 4-hour stock market.
Yeah. I took a picture. Are we winning yet? Oh, it's so funny. I took a picture of it the other day. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Okay. So when I took this picture, let's see. I took this picture at 10:02 a.m. on April 3rd, which was a Thursday. The Dow was down 3.72% and dropping fast. S&P 500 was negative 4.27% and dropping fast. Tesla was negative 7.3% and dropping fast. JP Morgan Chase was negative 7.4% and dropping fast. And U.S. oil was negative 7.66% and dropping fast. So that is... that's where things are right now. Did you see that they want to seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione?
I did, which I think is stupid.
I think it's
also bullshit. Someone came out and they are saying that they are the ones that actually did it. Like someone came out and confessed and said that they actually did it.
Are they going to take the heat?
I don't think so, because I don't think they're actually going to like trust, like they're not taking it and believing him.
Hmm. That sounds about right.
But anyways, how is the garden going? I could never garden. It could never be me because I don't like to get dirty and I also have a bad back. So being on my knees all day or for extended periods of time, I would be like dead afterwards.
I was pretty dead.
I hate bugs.
Surprisingly, I didn't have to deal with that many bugs.
Yeah, but it's not even spring yet, so.
I mean, it is spring. It's spring as of March 22nd. Ow. But anyway, sorry, I popped my ankle. The garden is going well. Our strawberries are flourishing. Like, I don't know what's going on, but those strawberries are strawberrying. Like, they are popping. Which I'm very excited about. We also, some of the tomatoes have started growing. We've got a few different varieties of tomatoes. We've got a few different varieties of leafy greens. We have some basil, thyme, and something else I don't remember. We have some flowers to attract pollinators.
Are you guys gonna get chickens?
We are thinking about getting chickens.
That way you can have your own eggs and then sell them, but chickens are kind of gross.
Chickens are kind of gross. But they would be good makers of fertilizer for the garden. So there is that. And then, of course, obviously eggs, because the price of eggs is insane. I bought a dozen eggs recently, the same kind that I always buy, except this time it was $4.50 for a dozen eggs versus what I usually pay, which is like $1.82.
Yeah. I thankfully don't go grocery shopping very much anymore because Ryan does it, so I don't have to deal with it.
Fair. But yeah, so far, so good. I'm hoping that it's going to stay a little sunny right now so that I can go back over there and go out and finish the fencing because I built a fence. And I'm very excited about this fence. I was very excited that it was still holding up. I'm... didn't realize how much I missed gardening until I was out there yesterday doing it. And then, of course, I overdid it, which is why I ended up with a migraine, because I was out in the sun too long without a hat. And on top of that, I was out in the sun too long without replacing, like, my electrolytes. Like, I was drinking water, but I wasn't drinking anything with electrolytes in it.
Yeah.
And also on top of all of that was the fact that I waited until it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon to eat.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. So had a major, major migraine. I ended up going to bed at like 8. Like right after I messaged you, essentially. I went to bed. So, but you know.
I had, so we're doing a leader development course this year for or for work, and I was doing so earlier in the week. I did two classes, and then I led another one Friday. I led another two Friday, and it's all about this week. It was about, or this month, because we do it once a month. It was about emotional intelligence and understanding what emotional intelligence is and building up like your the five factors within emotional intelligence. So there's like self-regulation, self-awareness. I can't remember what the other four are. One of them is empathy, self-regulation, self-awareness, empathy. motivation. Oh, why can't I think of what the other one is? That's annoying. But anyways, I was going through like and talking about what each of those factors mean, what they mean to you as a leader, since you're leading people anyway. So what do you need to do to make sure that you're providing the empathy that the person needs, or connecting with your employees and your coworkers better. Social skills, that's the one that I was missing. Self-awareness, self-regulation, social skills, empathy, and motivation are the five factors that go into making up, or five competencies that go into making up emotional intelligence. So it was interesting. I created a couple of animated videos that I put in, and there's about emotional intelligence and like the importance of including it in the workplace and like your personal life. And then there was a activity that we did that we also did last year when we did this training. Last year we had three sessions. The first one is, it's all about eye contact. And the first one is you set a timer for a minute and have people walk around and completely avoid eye contact with everyone. And then they're supposed to write how they felt or how they thought other people would feel by not having eye contact with someone else. And then the second round, it's the same thing. You walk around for a minute, but this time you look for eye contact. And as soon as you make it with someone, you have to break it. And then you write down like what it made you feel, how you felt, how the other person felt. And then the third time, although this year we cut this one out because it was super awkward and super kind of a little cringy last year, where you walk around and the very first person you make eye contact with, you stay there and you maintain eye contact for the rest of the minute. So that's the whole thing. And then at the end, it's like, how did you feel about eye contact and how do you think the other person felt? So like the first one, they're supposed to say some stuff like, well, it felt really awkward. It felt really like alone. It felt like you were being avoided. So like those are like the feelings that people get. And then like the second one, it's like I felt a little like pushed off, or like I wasn't being paid attention to, also a little awkward. And then the last one, it's like super awkward and super intimate and like something that is unnatural because you don't just maintain eye contact with someone for a full minute.
Right.
So it's like, it's all about the importance of maintaining eye contact when you're having a conversation and discussing stuff or discussing anything while you're one-to-one in like a conversation. And then the last, which this one's new, this year it's called Johari Window Method, where there's four panes to the method. And the first, the upper left hand pane, is usually like what you show to the world and like how you communicate and things that people know about you and you present to the world. The other side of that is on the right is how people perceive you. So how do they kind of see how you communicate? What judgments do they make based on how you communicate? So they know what they are seeing, but they don't necessarily show you or tell you. And then the lower left-hand corner is about what you keep to yourself about maybe the reasons that you communicate the way that you do. So like the example that I kept giving is you're super timid because when you were growing up, you were raised to not speak loudly or to not speak in a certain way. So you're kind of, you're coded to only speak in a certain way. So you don't usually speak up, or you feel awkward when you do speak up about certain things. So that's something you keep to yourself. And then the exercise, and we'll get to the last one. The exercise that I gave them is write down what you know about yourself. So what do you show to the world? What are those things that kind of make up the reason that you present yourself that way? And then as part of their homework, it was go talk to a few people, find out what perceptions they have of you. So what is that unknown to you but known to others section? And then also take a look at your, like what you keep personal, and identify one or two ways that you can kind of take that information and weave it into your conversations that you have as a leader and like make it to where people understand a little bit better about you, why you communicate the way that you do. And what that'll do is start kind of showing up some things in that unknown portion of your window that are like, oh, I didn't realize that I did this because of this certain thing. Mm-hmm. So that's the four windows. So the activity is basically write down what you know, find someone or a few people to talk about what you don't know, and then how can you kind of bring more stuff to the light and kind of make it to where you're a better communicator because you're being more open and honest with your coworkers.
Nice.
It's a fun, I mean, it was a fun exercise. It was funny, the first group yesterday, they were walking in the middle and they just kept walking around in a circle. I was like, why are you all walking around in a circle? It's like, if we were at a pool, you would be creating a whirlpool right now. Like, you don't have to walk in a circle. You can walk however you want. But it was just, it was funny because one guy was like, I got kind of dizzy. I was like, why were you walking in a circle? I don't understand. So it was a fun little exercise that we did in that class. And this is one that we did last year too, but I changed it up a little bit and added some new videos and a couple of different activities that we included.
Sounds interesting.
I think it is. I mean, I always have a hard time with empathy because I can see the point of view of other people. But sometimes I can't really empathize with it. Because I'm like, well, just get over it. And it's not always like that. I understand that's not always an option for everyone.
Right. Like some people, like myself, if I could get over it, I would. I would already be over it. I'm like, I don't like hanging out here.
Like, but I'm like, just move on. Who cares? Get over it.
And I'm over here like, but I care and I can't move on.
But yeah. So that was what I did yesterday. And then I had a really weird meeting with that. It wasn't really a meeting. So I've been scheduling time with people outside of the training area that I currently work to figure out like what I can do to build and figure out like where else I can go. And I had a meeting scheduled for next week with a associate director in the sales training for Latin America. And he messaged me, he accepted it, but then he said something and I for some reason automatically deleted. And he said that if we could meet earlier, then that would be fine. Because he's back, because I scheduled it so late because he was supposed to be out on paternity leave. Mm-hmm. But he came back a little bit early and it's like working 20%. But he was like, he called me just out of the blue yesterday on Teams. And I was like, who is calling me? And I answered, like, I didn't even answer it. I lifted up my headset, and on this new headset, I guess, as soon as you lift it up, it answers. I'm like, I don't even have it on my head yet. Hold on. So we had a quick like 30-minute conversation, and I am committing to helping them with some stuff for like 20% of my work time to kind of diversify and get more access and more visibility in other areas outside of operations, which will hopefully help me move into a different area with where there's potential for growth. Because right now it's like I'm stuck with doing what I'm doing every day. And there's nowhere for me to go. Even if I did get a promotion, it would just be a promotion in title and like pay, obviously.
Right.
But there's no, there's no new responsibilities because I'm basically doing everything that I would be doing if I were in a different role. Because that's all they have. Like, I want to be working where I can like work with outside vendors to come up with better solutions for learning management and like what are some systems or some technology that we can integrate into our training that makes it better. And that's not really available where I'm currently working. Mm-hmm. Having that ability or that access to those types of things isn't really an option working for an operations training group. So I'm just over it, ready to move on.
Valid. That's valid.
And did I tell you? I didn't tell you because it just happened on Monday. So I applied for a new job, and it was like within 5 minutes of applying for it, I had gotten a rejection. And in the rejection, it said that they were going with other candidates that were more aligned with like the job. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense to me because I literally read the job title. I wouldn't have applied for it if I didn't think that I met the requirements.
Right.
So I sent an email and I was like, I 100% made the requirements. I didn't say that. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But I responded to I sent an email to the person that is the recruiter for the position. And I was like, can you take a look at this? Because I don't know that it's correct. Mainly because I read the description and I matched the job description as it's posted. I'm trying to see if I can find it. There it is. So with the response, it says, thank you for applying for the Senior Analyst Training Specialist HR Service Delivery opening. Reviewed your resume or CV for this position, and while you have strong skills and solid experience, we have decided to pursue other applicants whose qualifications are more closely aligned with this position. I'm like, I don't know if that's true. So I sent an email to the recruiter and I said, I'm not sure. Hi or hello, insert recruiter name here. I'm not sure whether there was an issue with the resume that I uploaded or whether there's something else that I selected that automatically marked me as rejected. Would you take a look at the information I included and let me know whether there may have been a mistake within the algorithm? Based on my work background and schooling, I feel like I would be a great fit for this position and am currently a senior training specialist and have a bachelor's degree in business administration, which was the minimum requirement, education requirement for that job. Mm-hmm. A master's in instructional design, and am currently working on the dissertation for my doctorate in education with a focus on leadership and innovation. Let me know if there's something I need to update in the system to be recommended for this position, as I feel I would be a great fit. So that was my email to the person, the recruiter, and I haven't heard anything from them, which is extremely frustrating because I sent that on Monday.
Right.
So I was like, I'll wait until Friday and see if I hear anything back from them. And I didn't hear anything back. So I'm going to respond and include the hiring manager because there's no reason I shouldn't be even like at least interviewed for this position.
Right.
Because I have the qualifications for the job. Like there's absolutely nothing in the job, the actual position that would disqualify me from the job.
Right.
So I'm gonna respond and be like, I don't really see why I would have been rejected, except for maybe they didn't include it in the job description, but it has to be within the Minnesota area. But again, that wasn't included in the job description.
Right. If that's not included in the job description, then they shouldn't be disregarding applications that are outside of there. I don't know. It's bleh. All of it. Just all of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just bleh.
So I have to figure that out because, I mean, I think I don't understand, but I'll figure something out. But I'm excited to start working with this new group and see if I can get something, work my way to something with them because I don't think there's any reason I wouldn't be able to get something. And I think my background and like what I do and my abilities should be able to kind of afford me to help get or move into a new position.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done for Boston Scientific should speak for itself too. Cause I mean, I've worked at three different facilities and integrated one well, two technical products into the facility. I don't know. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating.
We didn't talk about anything you said you wanted to talk about other than the garden, the garden. I mean, we kind of did because we talked about the protest.
Yeah, we did talk about the protest and we talked about the garden.
And we kind of talked about solidarity because I talked about emotional intelligence.
True. And I talked about using my local library, which is also important to solidarity within the community.
Well, there you go.
So technically we talked about everything I said I wanted to talk about. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, Ryan and I are not going to go out to breakfast brunch because I am going to make him and me do some spring cleaning.
Oh.
Because our apartment, especially in the kitchen and living or kitchen and dining room area, is a fucking mess right now. And it's driving me nuts. Because he does this thing and it annoys the shit out of me where he will go to a store, forget. I think we've talked about it here before. He'll forget to bring the reusable bag. So he'll get a paper bag. And instead of folding the paper bag up and putting it into the trash can, he puts it next to the trash can and then starts putting trash in that. So then it fills up with trash. And there's like six or seven bags that are now sitting next to our trash can that are filled with trash. And I'm like, this needs to stop. I've told him several times before. I'm like, put it in the trash can. There's no reason to put the paper bag beside the trash can. Right. Unless you're planning on saving that paper bag and using it later. Then you would want to fold it up and put it in the little thing that's right next to the trash can anyway, but fold it up so that you're not putting trash in it.
Right, exactly. So that it can be used again.
Yeah. And I've asked him, I'm like, can you get rid of these bags? I asked him multiple times and it just doesn't happen. And I'm like, I'm not getting rid of them because I didn't create them.
Right.
Like, I don't want to have to carry them out because I didn't put them there. Right. And I didn't put trash in them. So I'm going to make him do that. So that's what we're doing this weekend.
Okay. I also need to do some spring cleaning. My room is a mess. It's not as bad as it could be.
No.
It's not as bad as it has gotten in the past, but it still needs at least a 10 second tidy. No. Like,
I also kind of wanted to do that because I want to move my desk back into the living room instead of in here. Because it's right now it's in like the secondary bedroom.
Right.
And it's fine. I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like it in here.
Okay. Well, that's valid.
I also have my I don't know if I told you this, but I have a treadmill that goes under my desk that I can walk on.
Oh, nice.
While I'm working. But it doesn't work very well on the carpet because the carpet, it brushes onto the carpet underneath. Right.
That makes sense.
So it slows it down. So I think having it on the wood surface so it doesn't sink down into the carpet, it will work better.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm going to, that's the main reason I want to resituate the living room and kitchen and stuff and move the dining room back to the center of basically creating a division between the living room and the kitchen area. Because right now it's kind of open, where there's just an open space and it makes it easier when we're eating, if we want to watch TV, because we can watch it from, because it's literally right there. Whereas right now, Ryan is the furthest away from the TV. And I'm kind of turning like this to watch TV while we eat. So that's part of the other reason I wanted to move things around and get it cleaned up in here. Because I want to move some stuff around.
Okay. That's valid.
Other than that, not much. Are you going to go garden some more or...
That's going to depend on the weather, but if it stays gloomy today, I'll probably go tomorrow. Almost certainly we'll go tomorrow.
It looks sunny there right now.
Yeah, it's not sunny, but like there is some sun shining through. So I'm hoping it's gonna stay this way. It's cloudy and it's still only 60 degrees.
It's cloudy here too. Well, actually, it's raining here, and it's currently 46 degrees. Feels like 40 or 37.
Dang.
And it's supposed to rain tomorrow and Monday too, which I'm totally fine with because I love the rain.
I also love the rain. I just don't love when it prevents me from being able to go do the things that I wanted to do.
I was on my way to work the other day and I was like, it was raining. And on my way, there were four accidents. I'm like, why do these people around here revert back to when they're first learning how to drive and have their learner's permit when it rains? I don't understand. Like, people go way too slow, people are driving dangerously, and they just lose their mind and don't remember how to drive when it rains any amount here.
Yeah, people do that here. To be fair, it doesn't rain here as often as it does in Rhode Island slash Massachusetts. But it's either they're going way too slow for the conditions, or they're going way too fast for the
Yeah.
conditions. And I'm just like, okay, like you can go the speed limit. You can even go 5 miles over the speed limit, depending
Yeah.
on how hard it's raining and, you know, that kind of thing, you know, conditions. But like, you cannot be going 85 miles per hour when it is pouring down rain in Texas where they don't properly drain their roads. Like, I'm over here going, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you trying to die? Are you suicidal? Do we need to call somebody for you? Like, what? But then also, I'm like, you cannot be going 30 miles per hour on the fucking highway when it's raining. It's just sprinkling. Calm the fuck down. Like, there is no happy medium.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Well, we got there. Would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
Right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we come up on the search, then we are on that platform. If there is something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, you can feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And enjoy Jesus. Sarah, enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.